What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation by Hip Hop. I'm your host, moderator D. Moraney, and we're back. We're back with the Philly episode. And, of course, I'm going to go ahead and introduce, the fellas. So I'm going to go ahead and start to my left in some lime green right now. Money green? What
is that? King
so
OG?
Real pastelish today.
You looking real pastelish,
yeah,
huh?
You know.
So what's good with you, man? How you been?
Man, actually, going fucking through it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you know.
But we back.
We back.
We
but,
back, baby.
You know, it ain't nothing. It's just a part of the game. You got to keep bouncing through everything.
Yep,
you
yep.
Know.
You know
King
how that
goes. King OG in the building.
That's right.
You got to look for something to smoke. AKA Spliff Huxtable in the building. You know,
Spliff Huxtable, huh? I like that. And sitting directly across from me, Mr. Bootlegs and B-Sides himself.
Shit was going on. Big cool in the building.
You good, man? How you been?
I'm straight, man. Just out here, taking care of business and fondling these bitches.
Fondling bitches.
No, I'm fucking with y'all. I got more respect for the young ladies than that.
That's how you know we back. And speaking of respect for the young ladies, the one and only.
It's your boy, Sean Capone, the greatest rapper never known.
And what's good with you, man?
We posted, man. Posted, enjoying this summer. Summer heat.
Yeah, man, summer's wrapping up. It's almost over. So, yeah, we've been gone for a minute, but we back. And so make sure that you are subscribing everywhere. Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play. We'll be updating the programming there as well. All new episodes you'll get off Audio Boom. Everything else will then be re-released through all of the other major outlets that we're on. So let's start the show, fellas. We're here today to talk about Philly, Philadelphia. What other nicknames are associated with the city of brotherly love? And we're going to talk about the relevance and the importance
brotherly sludge.
In brotherly sludge. the relevance and the importance of hip hop in Philadelphia. What's Philly given to the game, and why it's overlooked? A lot of times when we hear about cities in hip hop, we hear Compton, Atlanta, Houston, Chicago, the Bronx. Philly, a lot of times is not, I believe, recognized as it should be. So we have a couple dope topics that we're going to get into, and then as always, conversation will go ahead and spark from that. So before we start, I'm going to hit y'all with kind of a fun fact for some of y'all cats that don't know too much about hip hop history. But for those that don't know, Schoolie D is seen a lot of times as the first ever gangster rapper. And what a lot of cats don't know is that what's that? Ice-T, was it 5 in the morning?
Six in the morning.
So actually, Schoolie D had a track where he referenced 5 in the morning first, and that's where Ice-T got actual 6 in the morning. And Schoolie D even shouted out like his hood back in what was it like 1985? So he's actually credited with being the first gangster rapper. So I just wanted to salute Schoolie D, give him a good look on...
he introduced that storytelling.
Yeah, definitely.
Street storytelling.
Yeah.
And that's
what kind of Philly is known for today. You know what? The storytelling ability with, definitely the street shit. So right off the top, we're going to go around the room. I'll start with you, Sime Capone. When it comes to Philly, give me your favorite artist out of Philly and then why.
Man, my favorite artist has got to be Beanie Siegel. He's always real with it, and lyrically, always on that gangster shit. But he always bars out. You know what I mean? And then as far as keeping it real, he's stating his conviction on record. You know what I mean? This motherfucker is crying and shit on record. You know what I mean? And just talking about some deep shit. So my favorite has got to be Beans.
Yeah. And let me stop that real quick, because I forgot about something. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds, who is doing a sit down interview with Beanie Siegel live. I think that's September 19th. I think that's from the is it the Hammerstein Ballroom or something? I don't have the information in front of me, but that's going to be a very interesting interview to hear the history that Beans has and just some of the shit that Beans hopefully is going to, you know, give that information to Doggy Diamonds. But tickets are still available, so go ahead and Google Doggy Diamonds or get at him on IG, find out where you can get the tickets. I think through Eventbrite, but that's definitely going to be a good look and an interesting interview if you're a Beanie Siegel fan. So, Pooh, Philly, give me your favorite artist from Philly and why.
Well, one of the most, we talking about Philly being underrated, one of the most underrated MCs ever, shit, I'm going with Black Thought.
Yeah,
it's not Black even close Thought, for me. I mean, I'm a Beanie fan through and through, but Black Thought is probably my favorite.
Yeah. On another
I
level.
I never heard a whack verse.
On another level, you know, definitely, you know, my favorite MC, so, I mean, Thought is up there. King OG, are you going with Thought too, or just give me somebody you that from Philly that you think is dope as hell too?
Really, like they all great. I kind of look at them in the same way, but they just different animals. Like to me, when I think about Philly, I got off top is Thought, Beans, and I forget his name. Gilly. Gilly can rhyme. Niggas, they just never got a chance to really, when he was really, the music was his main objective, they wasn't,
right.
They didn't get a chance to check him out like that. But if you go back.
Because we talking about major, what was it, Major Figures, right?
Major
was
Figures, that, yeah, and then, yeah. You know, a lot of them King of Philly mixtapes, yeah, he had some shit on there, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right,
right. Yep, so he always rhymed at a top tier level, but it was from his own little perspective.
Yeah, right.
You know, Black Thought was the more conscious minded, a splash of street, you know what I mean? And Beans was kind of like the street, Muslim street
reality,
cat. Like,
yeah.
You know, so he like straggled that fence with both. He'll be on some spiritual but gangster shit at the same time, and you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Do you think the beef with Wayne ruined Gilly's, I won't say trajectory, but his opportunity after that, you know, simmered down? Because him coming out and saying that's a strong statement at the time, saying that you're, I believe him, but saying that you were ghostwriting for, you know, the rapper that basically now a lot of these kids who are, well, they're not kids anymore, they're in their 20-something, that's their goat, yeah. You know what I mean? So I could imagine at that time, if I was 14, 15, whenever these kids was messing with Wayne, to have somebody come out and say, yo, you know, such and such wrote Pun's lyrics, or such and such wrote Big's lyrics, or KRS-One didn't write his own lyrics.
I don't think it damaged him. I think that, he started getting them checks from, like, them independent movies.
You think so, yeah.
And that kind of was, like, he already was up from having to deal with Cash Money, being in the streets
right,
and all
right,
that shit.
Right.
So he was comfortable.
Yeah.
He didn't have to chase it like that. He still, shit, like, right now, he not dropping records, but that nigga's comfortable. You could tell. He ain't starving and hurting for nothing.
Yeah, he looks like he's doing well. So big ups to him, because that's a lot of times, you know, we've seen that happen before where you are beefing with somebody who is the face of hip hop or has a much more relevant position than you do, and you can be shut down completely. Your music could be dope and cats are still gonna fuck with you.
What
just
it
because
is. The problem is that hip hop is when you're not dying for attention to jump in front of the camera and the mic every single chance you get, they feel like if you're not right in their face, then you broke doing bad.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's just the fucked up thing.
That's real tip. That's real tip. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so.
So let's talk about some cats that we didn't speak on. So we didn't speak on Cassidy. Free.
Freeway's definitely dope.
Shit, who else am I missing from Philly? I mean, Bahamadi is from Philly. You know, yeah. Big ups to her.
Probably the biggest from motherfucker from Philly. I mean, shit, the king of it all is Will Smith. I mean,
yeah,
he flipped
Will.
Everything.
Yeah, Will. Yeah.
Right now, relevant. Yeah, Meek.
You got Meek, you know.
I always like the more underground niggas like
Young Guns.
I like the Young Guns first album. I like fucking Emilio Sparks.
Yeah,
I like,
State Property niggas.
Yeah,
was
all
nice.
The State Property.
Yeah.
Niggas,
yeah,
all them niggas was nice. Yeah.
And that's a perfect segue. So we're gonna talk about this.
Chain
State
Gang
Property
and all that shit.
And The Rock. Now, as we look back, is it safe to say that State Property was the backbone of Rockefeller, or am I reaching? I mean, you had Jay, You had, who else was not from Philly on the Rock at that time? You had Jay. You had Cam at one point, right? Shit, who else?
Memphis.
Yeah, you had Memphis Bleak. You had the light-skinned chick.
Amelia.
Yeah. Who else was on the Rock that wasn't state prop, wasn't from Philly?
I kind of look at it like it was in stages, because if you look at the 90s Rock, then that was basically all New York. When the early 2000s came, it's sort of like state prop did they shit at the same time as the Dipset came along. So I can't necessarily say state property was the backbone, because
when it was a little ahead of Dipset.
I agree.
When they kind of hit at the same time, so to speak, like the 2002, 2003, in that era, when Jay-Z retired because 50 came and took the game over, quote unquote. I think it was kind of even on both ends. Philly was more of the grimy niggas, the backbone. Like, I guess you could say it, but I don't know. It's kind of hard for me.
It
I kind of
the streets.
And then Dipset,
the New York niggas was the Flash.
And then Dipset, yeah, was the Flash. They was the swag that's of the whole label.
So let me ask you this: do you think that the grit and grime of the streets that State Prop brought to the Rock was more of a value than the Flash that, let's say, Cam and Dipset brought to the Rock?
Yeah, of course. Because I mean, how the fuck did 50 take over? He wasn't really flashy. He was on that grimy shit. You know what I mean? And took over the whole fucking game. So I mean, they influenced that shit.
50 wasn't only time he wasn't flashy is when he was broke. Soon as he broke in and got a real check, that nigga, he the one that brought spinning chains and all this crazy shit to the game.
I kind of look at it like, I've heard Dame say it. I can't say it verbatim, but I kind of feel like The Rock covered. They were more universal. Like, they had the street element. They had the cocky Harlem swag to them. And then they had Kanye with the more of a backpack element. They had everything on one label. So I think it was a balance. If you like the street shit, then you fuck with Philly. If you like the Flash, then you fuck with the Dipset. And if you just like hip hop, then you kind of fuck with it all. So I can't really say one outweighed the other.
But then every now and then they'll throw a straight G-Funk West Coast beat, and they'll rhyme on that shit and make it a single. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of them singles where Beanie was on it, where he first stood out with
that. I think that was Change the Game.
Change the Game.
Rockwaller making them beats at that time. He had that Lowrider shit with Exhibit with the switches in it.
These
so
hoes,
you know he was hot at that time. He had did the Blackout shit for Red and Meth. Yeah. So Foxy, you know what
I think. I mean, my personal opinion is I believe that Philly was the backbone of the Rock, especially just based off when you needed cats to go in there and handle the beefs for you, whether it was on wax or, you know, whether, you know, it was on the streets per tales or whoever's telling the story.
Philly was the muscle.
Philly was the muscle, which, in my opinion, is the backbone, because if you don't have the muscle, you know, because Jay has been notorious for not really addressing his beefs and having, you know, having somebody else handle those or flesh those, you know, out for him. You know, he'll respond, but at that time he wasn't really responding. I think that if, you know, you don't have State Prop, if you don't have Beanie going up to, you know, Hot 97 and handling some of those beats for you, you know, I don't know if The Rock as an overall unit is as strong as it was during that period of time if you don't have, you know, Beans and State Property, Freeway, and those guys really coming through and putting their imprint on Rockefeller Records.
You know, you made a good point, because, like, individually, when I listen to the projects, I mean, I like the Dipset. I never really was a Bleak fan. You know, he was whatever to me. Jay was, when it comes to the New York segment of the Rock, you know, excluding the Dipset.
Right.
It was basically just Jay.
It was Jay, right?
It was Jay.
I know, I don't want to say that we overlooking somebody, but
basically State Property carried the label
when Jay wasn't dropping.
When Jay wasn't dropping, everybody, the Philly niggas held it down until Dipset came along, and then they brought some more New York to the table. Bleak was doing all right. He had the song with Trick and T.I. and Around Here and all that.
He had the Missy joint. Is that your chick?
He did all right, but when they brought Dipset, that kind of up the ante on shit. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. It brought a new energy to the New York portion of Rockefeller.
It gave Jay time to breathe when they was dropping all the Philly niggas and Chain Gang. And
he was sucking them niggas style like a fucking fish in a fish tank. Goddamn,
for real.
You know what
for
I mean?
Real.
Like really, the Young Guns.
Yeah, they shit.
There's a period of time where you heard a Young Guns record, and then you heard almost the exact same J Flo. Then you heard Freeway, and then
he took pieces of all them.
He took pieces of that. He took Beans.
Whenever he rapped with Beans, he rapped just like him. He took his delivery and everything.
Exactly.
He just put it in the J form, but it was Beans' delivery.
Yeah, J. In my opinion, J. I mean, shit. It's not even opinion. What was that? Was it Sparks who wrote the hook for the Pharrell joint? Give it to me. What's the name of that shit where he bit the Biggie? You know. When the Remy's in the system.
Oh, yeah, I didn't talk about it. I forgot the
title. Was it Emilio, though, or whatever? Emilio Give it to me, that joint. You're
right, man. Because I'm sitting here thinking now, because everything you know we're doing off the top of the head.
Right.
You know?
No fact check. Yeah.
When I think back, them niggas was coming with verses. It's like I've always been the side crew nigga. Like, it might be an out front man doing this shit, but then the niggas on the side be coming through with them verses. And I fucked with Emilio Sparks, Petey Crack, Esquino, Freeway, all them. They was
Emilio
hard.
Emilio was coming with some shit on them verses in between on them projects,
right,
man.
Right.
He was outshining the whole crew on certain shit.
Yeah, because so they dropped, what, 2 Chain Gang mixtapes or records?
It was records.
Those were records, right?
Albums, yeah.
And then Jay did that punk shit on the La Familia album and kind of made that his own Jay album.
Yeah.
But that was
Dynasty 2 or something?
That was Dynasty 1, right?
From my knowledge, mainstream wise, that's when what was it? The 1-900 Hustler. That's when I first heard Freeway.
Yeah.
You know, that 1-900
Hustler was on there. Like I said, Chains Game was on there.
But what's name killed
Daddy
everybody
was
on
there.
That shit. Memphis Bleek to me had the best verse on 1-900 Hustler on that.
That's Memphis Bleek stood out on the album, period.
Yeah.
That was Bleek's album right there.
And that's one of the craziest things, cuz Bleek was so dope. I just don't understand what the fuck happened. How he could never put he dropped one album, right?
I think he got two.
Yeah,
because that Round Here album came out like in 03, 04.
Early 2000s. He had something else before that. I think he dropped 2 records.
So he had 2 records.
But he dropped one when he was younger.
He had the one with the do-rag and the hat on.
Yeah,
shit.
I remember that one.
That was the one from the
album
2000.
That's That Chick. That was his first album.
That was his first album,
and then
right?
The other one with Round Here on it was at least
the
second
album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Bleek, the joke is that Bleek is on Jay-Z's lifetime payroll, getting a check.
Him and Tata.
I just think Bleek could rap, but I don't think he was picking the right beats. You know what I mean? Just having the right records. It's just the timing and having the right tracks, it just never landed right for him.
So do you think because that was Jay's protege that he was just at the label pretty much, nah, that's not good enough. I want this beat, want that beat. Because I just don't understand why you don't continue to put out music. You know what I mean? Unless...
Well, kind of at the same time, you letting a nigga be his own man. And then, you know, it's label politics. We don't know how many songs that nigga recorded that couldn't come out.
That's a conversation to have.
Niggas have albums that get lost. Yeah. And, you know, we got hard drives and computers and shit. So... Yeah.
But maybe he just wanted to cast that he can't carry a project. You know what I mean? He a feature rapper. You know what I mean? Where he kick a hot verse and shit like that. But
that's
maybe
true.
He just can't put together a whole fucking album.
Hey, look, and I've said that before.
Yeah,
that's that Method Man theory in my book. Yeah. I mean, you know, not to get back on meth, but you know, I liked his first album, but then later on, I couldn't stomach it. But that's that shit. Some people are just like that. They kick hotter verses.
So are you saying the first Tecal you were feeling, you went back and listened to it now and you can't fuck with it anymore?
No.
Or Tecal 2 was where you just stopped fucking with him as a solo.
No, Judgment Day was the one.
Yeah,
that
like
changed.
That when he was more associated with him and Redman, that era of Method Man I wasn't fucking with.
Okay.
The grimy, grungy Method Man I fucked with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean by that. And this,
so you don't fuck with Makeups to Breakups?
What the fuck is that?
That's Meth and D'Angelo.
I never heard it.
That was a hit.
You heard it.
No, you talking about the song? It's a single song.
I
know that song. Yeah, I like that.
You try to stomp that nigga with a quick one.
I'm like, I ain't never heard that fucking album before. I'm talking about still in love with with Faye? Where the fuck is that? Yeah, that was alright. I like that.
Yeah, where he got into it with her baby daddy. But to talk to him, cause my brother put a spark to him. No, that shit was hard.
That shit is hard, man.
But that's a single song. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know if I can stomach 16 in a row.
Damn. You know what? That was one of the albums that I bought when I didn't have nothing else but that, like three projects, and I listened to all them.
Mm-hmm.
And the production took a weird change at that time. He had rhymes, nigga, but the production was on some different shit. They was going away from the Wu-Tang sound at that time.
Right, yeah. Right. They were trying to establish,
commercialize.
They were trying to establish Meth as a household star.
And
on
then that. What's the name shined on that album? Y'all may not remember him, but Street Life. He was all over that. That was like Meth sidekick back then. A nigga from
I don't remember that part of, on Tecal. I don't remember that.
No, yeah. On Judgment Day.
On Judgment Day. Oh,
he was,
nah,
I think he was a part of Wu Syndicates or something like that later on.
Yeah, but I know who Street Life is. Yeah.
You know what? This may sound a little controversial. I'm a all time Beanie is one of my favorites just because of his subject matter. Like Dan was saying, he can get onto some, you know, some. Oh, one of y'all said how he can be on some gangster shit or he can be spiritual. Like he make real life music,
mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, none of Beanie's albums is better than Philadelphia Freeway. My opinion, I think Freeway's solo album was better than any Beanie album. My not personal opinion,
me. Nah, not to me, because it's content wise, like Freeway was, he was spitting, but he wasn't spitting that real deal shit like Beans was spitting, nigga, like songs like Pray and shit and. This nigga,
yeah,
like,
those classics.
Nigga, he was doing, nigga, basically Beans is the East Coast Scarface.
Let me go back.
That's
I damn
what he is
for,
to me.
I'm seeing my
makes
mind
the same type of records like that.
I'm thinking about Beanie's early albums.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
The Becoming.
The Becoming
is
yes.
a classic.
Yeah. Becoming is a classic. Yeah. That is his best work, in my opinion.
See, I was talking about the truth and the reason.
Yeah.
And
the reason and all that.
Philly's Freeway is better than them.
Yeah.
But the Becoming is
Becoming was his ultimate project, in my opinion. You know, even though there's a couple shits I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the him and Jay back and forth. I think it's Wanted or whatever. I just didn't like that Bon Jovi sample and shit like that.
That's always been the issue. His beats.
His beats. But he has some bangers on there, too. Bread and Butter.
Bread and Butter was hard. Yeah.
Redman killed that feature on that shit.
No, it was
Killing in the Air was hard as fuck.
Yeah. That was Grand Poobah on Bread and Butter.
No, I'm talking about on the other track on that project.
Shit, what is that called?
Like I didn't like I Got to Have It. I didn't like that beat.
No.
I think it was Petey Cracker, Petey Cracker was on
there. It was flowing, but that just wasn't for me. Yeah. I didn't feel that beat. Yeah.
Bread and Butter was my joint on there. I'm trying to remember the other one too. Look at Me Now was dope.
The one about the one, the Carl Thomas flip one, or what was that? No, Tank flip. The one about them going to jail, him and his wife, and the house and all that shit. Yeah.
We didn't lost three lives. You didn't lost three lives. Yours
and the two you aborted. That shit was
change
hard.
Don't come.
Change don't come. Yeah, change
nigga,
don't come
the,
was hard.
The one with Bun. It's a lot of classic shit on that.
Even the
album.
One he was talking about drinking lean and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. The one with Bun.
Yeah, that's
Purple Rain.
That's Purple Rain. Yeah. Don't blow my heart when I'm sipping that Purple Rain. Yeah. Might sound crazy, but no. So Becoming definitely classic. No argument on that. I don't care what you got to say. I know there's somebody who try to argue that shit out there, but nah, Becoming is definitely classic. Yeah. So let's talk about New Philly. Is anybody in the room feeling anybody from New Philly? The cats like I did not know this till a couple months ago that Lil Uzi Vert is from fucking Philly.
Yeah,
you'd have told me that. I would say this nigga was born and raised.
I told you
in Atlanta.
On the show before.
You probably did, but you would have told me that. I was like, this nigga.
Any fairy you think of is Atlanta, huh? The general feeling.
Well, I'm a Falcon fan, so to clarify that, any nigga not in a Atlanta Falcon jersey is suspect to me. Including Dominique Wilkins. That nigga was just too graceful in the air.
The niggas got on the Beyonce cut Falcons jersey and shit.
The Beyonce cut.
You know, the one that's like a swimsuit nigga on the
top.
Got
rhinestones on it. Don't slander my Falcons on the podcast.
What about when Beans was on Pharrell ass?
For what?
He was calling him gay and all that shit.
Well, Beans, I mean, he came out there and he said a lot of wild stuff about a lot of folks as of late. I hate to say, I don't know if that's Beans just trying to.
Remember, they had to stop that album from coming out. He was about to end Jay's career, nigga.
Well, that's why he didn't want. That's why Jay didn't want him. Let him stay with sign with Fit.
Yeah, nigga, it was recorded already.
Yeah,
it was all.
He didn't want to sign with 50. Yeah. did not want him to sign with 50. You know, yeah, so I, you know, and
Beans had a lot of action in the game. You go,
Average Cat is still one of my favorite disses to this day. He did get in Jay's ass on that one. You know what I mean? So yeah,
that whole mixtape.
I would have loved to see two things. Beans, one, stay out of his own way, stay out of trouble, jail and shit like that. Mm. And then two, you know, some of the other shit come to fruition. He was going to have the shit on Comedy Central, the little cartoon he was going to have, yeah, or whatever and stuff like that, the clothing line. You know, Beans is definitely one of those cats. We'll have to do an episode on, you know, kind of what if shit. Like, what happened if some of these dudes who are still alive, you know, were just fucked up their shot at eventually getting to a level where their ability and their recognition are on that same level. Because I feel that Beans is one of them dudes.
He came on the Rockefeller and started going tit for tat with Jay going platinum. Nobody was doing that shit.
I'm gonna tell you what I wanted to hear, and it never came, was that fucking Mac and Brad album.
Yeah, Scarface.
Scarface,
yeah.
And like Beanie said,
nigga, Beanie Siegel is like nigga East Coast Scarface to me. The type of records that he make when he get into his bag, nigga, that nigga, like, that's the same type of shit. Like, Man Cry and shit like that. That nigga Beans make the same type of records. Like
right, definitely.
Like
definitely.
Smile, like the Tupac record. He make those type of songs.
And they both have that ability to. You sense the realism in their voice.
It's like a spiritual rap. Yeah, almost like a gangster spiritual.
Exactly.
Rap,
like you
that's
almost
the
listening,
vibe you get.
Like you're almost listening to a gangster preacher or something
exactly,
like that. You know.
Exactly.
I could just picture sitting on the porch, you know, somewhere in Houston, and Scarface is telling you some real shit as you blowing one, and then with Beans, you out on the stoop somewhere in, you know, North Philadelphia or whatever, and he's, you know, smoking some shit, doing the same thing. They both had that same vibe, that same, you know, realism amongst each other, you know. That
I was just listening to Moment of Truth, Gangstar,
yeah,
classic. You know, what's the name? I forgot about Scarface having that classic verse on there.
Betrayal.
Yeah. No, man, I had to play that a couple of times. That beat,
another dope one.
Rest in peace, Guru. Man.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace, Guru.
One of my favorites right there.
So New Philly.
You
got Uzi. You got Meek. You got shit. Who else? Off top, I don't really know any other New Phillies.
The top goon, what's his name? ARF.
Oh yeah, ARF. Yeah.
Was he
signed to Cash Money or some shit like that?
Something like that. Something fucking with Baby. But it's a lot of cats from Philly that I like, that I seen rhyme, but I don't really know their names.
Right.
You know what I mean? They all got that Philly flow, but a lot of them niggas be spitting, but I don't really know their names because a lot of them niggas look alike. Most of them dark with the beard and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I get confused with that. But
and it's
Philly always had niggas spitting. They kept it top tier whether they was gangster rappers or not. So,
and it's crazy because, again, like, you would think that there would be more attention when it comes to hip-hop coming from Philadelphia.
Ain't PNB rock from Philly?
I'm not sure. But PNB, he does rock. I mean, he does hip-hop and R&B, right?
I think he might be from Philly.
So okay, if he's from Philly, we throw him up in there.
I'm not really familiar with his music, but I know he's popping right now. Like,
if you're listening, man, and you're from Philly or know the youngsters in Philly, send us some music, man. You know, links and anything. Hit us up on, you know, our Twitters, Facebooks, you know, Instagrams or whatever. I'm trying to hear some new Philadelphia music, man. Hopefully, y'all are still making that caliber of music that, you know, from our youth, that is, you know, legendary at this point. Go ahead, Pooh. You gonna say something?
I was gonna say, when we first started, we were talking about, is Philadelphia underrated? I feel like Philadelphia is underrated because, other than Meek having this national breakout, Philly has been more of a street oriented hip hop scene, more grimy, grungy, and that really doesn't breed superstars. You just gotta be a real purist to really rock with Philly.
You know,
I listen to Philly for a reason, though. When I want to hear that sound,
there's no in between with Philly. It's either grimy or it's conscious. Until now, to have an artist that's different, that's in a different lane, before, for 25 years straight, it was either grimy or conscious, one or the other, or nothing else. That's why Will Smith was in a whole different lane when he came, because it was just like the street cats and the conscious cats, and he was in a whole different lanes. But now it's a different balance now, so I think that's why they got slept on, because that's two markets that don't get pushed real hard. Conscious music from niggas and the street music
and
from
the street
niggas,
music,
you know?
Or the street music that's not the upper tempo and
commercialized
street music.
Yeah, because you know Philly, they actually the fucking the town. It actually, you turn on the news, they live in what they rapping about.
Right,
so
right.
These rappers really in the element of the shit they rapping about. So they really ain't trying to promote that too hard.
Here's some cats I didn't know were from Philly. Dice Raw. No idea.
Oh, Dice Raw?
No idea he was from Philly.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the Roots.
Was Dice Raw part of
the Roots? Yeah.
You know, the Roots MC came
like,
in waves.
He was the second. He was like the second MC behind Thought, like for like three albums.
On the first.
Things
and
Fall
then he
Apart
got,
and
then
all
he got,
that shit.
And then he got replaced by, was it Malika?
No, he didn't get replaced. They was all together for a while. Before they broke it down, I think Dice Raw came in and Illadelph Half-Life all the way up.
Really?
He wasn't
solo
there in the beginning.
He had solos and everything.
They switched out the MCs and the artists, the musicians through the years.
One of my
Roots.
Favorite Roots tracks is him, a solo. I mean, like, damn near. The eyes that I see with, the feet that I walk with, the terror that I stalk with.
So
now
who am I?
Spark shit. You know what I'm talking about?
There's another Dice something then that I'm confusing him with. So I thought he was from like New York. All right. No. So didn't know Dice Raw was from Philly. Didn't know he was part of the Roots. Remember Tracy Lee?
I remember Tracy Lee.
You were just singing that shit earlier. They're breaking up your team like the salary cap. That's that.
Damn, I ain't heard that name in a long time. Wow.
That was heavy on MTV. Yeah. That was everywhere. The Last Emperor.
Oh, Last Emperor, yeah. Last Emperor was signed to Dre, the Underground Cat, yeah.
Yep. He Jedi was... Mind Tricks.
Oh, damn. I
did
know
not
that.
Know that they were from Philly. Shit. Is there anybody else that I'm forgetting? Nah.
Well, you know what? There's somebody that we forgot because it's been some years now, but they was nationally a superstar.
Who was that?
Eve.
Yeah. I mean, Eve.
Eve, yeah.
Definitely Eve. And I actually spoke on Eve on the Solo Bolo show I did a couple weeks back talking about female MCs, and Eve was somebody I briefly touched on and how quickly she came and then just declined. Mm-hmm. It was just gone.
Speaking of female MCs from Philly, fucking, even though she didn't blow up solo, part of Murder, Inc., Charlie Baltimore,
yeah. Definitely.
Ain't that some bullshit? You from Philly and your name Charlie Baltimore.
She took that from a movie, though.
Yeah, I know, from the character, but still, like, that's like
Sam Jackson and Gina Davis.
She wore the red hair like that.
She was shooting or some shit like that. She was like assassin
and shit. Yeah.
So, Sam, you mentioned Will Smith earlier, aka the French Prince of Bel Air. So let's have an honest conversation about hip hop. Off top, we're talking about greatest hip hop artists out of Philadelphia. I would say Black Thought. But can we not deny Will Smith that crown?
As far as achievements,
he's killing everybody as far as achievements, right? Thought is a better rapper.
I think what's the name probably outsold got more projects that outsold than niggas though.
Beans
probably got more projects that went platinum or gold than the rest of them cats. Even though Will can make
20 million a picture.
That was way 20 years later though. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? When y'all think about it, it's like damn, like
that I would say that Will is probably the template of what you should do. I mean, for anybody, regardless of Philly, but I think if you look at someone's success, hip hop wise, I don't think there's anybody that's had that success on this level. Black Thought would be second with the Tonight Show and everything else that they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Other than single records, Beans probably got that nigga beat.
Is Summertime the biggest Philly record ever?
Probably.
Hip hop? Philly record? So I would say either Summertime or that shit I hate from Beans and Freeway and them. Rock the Mic.
Rock the Mic.
And I mean, without numbers, we got to look at numbers. Rock the Mic was
huge. I don't think that shit is bigger than Get Jiggy With It.
No.
This is the Wild Wild West.
We're going to kill that right now. Lil Uzi's little single probably blew everybody. Yeah, that little All My Friends Are Dead shit.
Was
probably,
that? Oh, well, was that Tour Life? XO Tour Life.
Yeah, that probably fucked everything up right there. Yeah.
I don't think that shit bigger than Summertime.
Nah, that shit was a crossover.
Well, it's different because
sales wise,
still was a rap song though.
Yeah, sales wise,
was popped in the motherfucker.
Sales wise, XO Tour Life probably took it.
It probably took it.
But impact wise, I mean, Summertime. Is
oh yeah, it's most
summer
legendary.
Comes. You playing that shit?
Yeah.
EXO it's Tour Life
now, and that
you
shit
might not play.
I don't
EXO
like
Tour Life
5 years
better later.
Better than Roots Records and shit. It's just one of them.
It's just
one that puts you in the mind state, take you back. But I don't think it's better than
it was huge at the time.
Yeah, and it still is. I mean, it's an iconic hip hop record. And if rumors are true, I hope Rakim is still getting fat checks from that.
You can hear it.
Yeah, I never knew that.
You can hear it.
Now.
Will said that shit on fucking Rap Radar podcast. Yeah. And when you listen to it now, like, nigga, that's Rakim all the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just from the gate. Here it is.
Yeah. You just feel like cars down. And all that shit. Like, oh, yeah.
That's Rakim all the way.
He learned that shit. He didn't even do it in his own voice.
Sound like Rakim, nigga. What's that bro?
That's pie. That's a goat.
But you know what?
You took five like me.
I had to really think of a Philly album that most people ain't never heard that was dope as fuck. I'm going back to 02 with the Magnificent album, the Jazzy Jeff project. That shit was hard as fuck.
Well, Jazzy Jeff always drops so solid ass projects. Yeah.
His last shit was dope.
He just dropped some shit like not too long ago.
I mean, I'm not gonna say he was working with new artists, but he was working with artists I never heard before.
Yeah,
and
he
that
got
shit
some
was,
new cast.
That shit was dope as fuck.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah, salute to Jazzy Jeff, man, and just Philly in general. You know, if you are a hip hop fan of any generation, Philly has been a significant part of your hip hop upbringing, regardless. Now these little youngsters now are rocking with Lil Uzi. If there wasn't Lil Uzi, you know, niggas wouldn't be wearing sweaters and fucking skirts with, you know,
chokers
and they mama's handbags.
That rapper's looking like Rowdy Piper.
That little Chrissy nigga jumped out on
Rich the Kid. Yeah,
though.
He did. No, he did. So he was dancing like his auntie, but when it was time to get him up, he pulled up and he got him up.
That nigga pulled up looking like Link from Zelda.
He blew the horn of a cornea or whatever the shit that was.
How you gonna press a nigga with your hands on your hips and shit? Right. That was the most feminine press I ever seen.
But you know what? I know you seen that video when that nigga was boxing with his homeboy. He's putting hands on that nigga though.
Yeah, that little nigga can fight. So listen. Like, that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, a lot of these dudes, they just got mannerism like that. They not necessarily gay. You run up on them and get your ass whooped and be like, damn, I thought that little nigga was sweet, and get fucked up real quick. So
he had multicolored barrettes in his head. I thought I was gonna get, catch one.
Beat a nigga ass with
squad.
A choker on and shit, nigga.
That's embarrassing.
With his chest out.
That's embarrassing. So I get if
you
I
can't judge people by
if
clothes
I get
no
my
more.
Hand if I get hands put on me by somebody with nail polish, a choker, and glitter like on the sides of their eyes where the crow's feet be at, I'm done, y'all. Just don't say nothing.
That little nigga dressed like Mankind and shit.
Oh shit!
But we'll get out and fight your ass.
Getting thrown off of the hell of the cell cages.
This nigga.
Oh my god. Little Uzi Vert from the top of the cage. Man, that's funny though. All these little WWF rappers they got going on now, man. But we'll touch on that on the. That's a subject for another show though. But I know this is a quick one. Any other thoughts on Philly before we get up and out?
Yeah, Philly. I think what set Philly back, which hurts a lot of, I'm gonna say, you know, regions and areas. It's just the inner bickering. If Philly could stand strong together, I think they would have made a bigger impact. But it just seemed like they always tear each other down like crabs in the bucket. It's always some issue with the Philly rappers. If you notice, it's always somebody's movement doing their own thing. You never see somebody's movement with somebody else's movement from Philly collaborating together.
Right. And I also think, you know, Bean's going away. Cassie going away for a long time. You know what I mean? And I know there's other stories up in there where, you know, a lot of these... And that's everywhere, L.A., Chicago, things of that nature. But it just seems like you've had more high-profile artists from the area go away, derail their career, and just never get back on track, you know, within Philly.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is Philly doper than Chicago?
Rap-wise?
Rap-wise.
That's a negative. I mean, in my opinion.
Okay, is this a question?
You got, well, damn. All right, so let me take that back. So,
yeah, think on that one.
Well, so we got Thought. Again, we got Beans. If we go to Chicago, who's on a level of Thought? Maybe Common.
Common.
But I would still put Thought over Common, in my opinion. So then Beans.
Is Beans doper than Kanye?
By far.
Common, like, bar for bar, but overall, I like Common as a better MC.
Yeah, you can't get that. You can't get that to Thought.
Why can't you give it to Thought as a better MC?
Overall, Common is a better rapper.
Yeah, he's more established. More, you know what I mean?
Thought might have more sting to his bars, but overall, Common is a better rapper than him.
So Common has more projects for us to judge up.
Better projects. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, Black Thought is not making rap records for terrestrial radio, so he's not making a Break You Off or.
But that's Common's fault.
Well, no, I'm not saying fault. So what I'm saying is, Common will hit you with The Light. Common will hit you with, you know, Testify. Common will hit you with songs that are good songs, but a classic, but. Black, so we're saying Common is a better rapper than Black Thought. That's the conversation we're having.
You know, to me personally, now when I really think, I think you kind of splitting hairs with them two. I kind of look at them in the same, but I guess Common, as far as solo bolo making full length LPs on his
overall,
own.
Overall, I like him better.
I might have to lean towards Common just because I haven't better. Heard.
He stand his own. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean. Thought has never had to stand his own. He just released his first real solo EP this year. Got another one coming. He's part of a group, so it's kind of the Andre discussion. Yeah. So you have to step back. You have to talk about now rapping, not better song making, none of that. We're talking about rapping. So if they both were in this room right now, the consensus is Common is spitting. Common is going to have a better verse, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. Total judging on the MC is not just by better verse. Can you put that better verse with bit more stinging in bars, nigga, in a song? A song context, nigga, and make that shit a record?
If it was a showdown of 16s, Common, yeah, of course, I'm going to go Thought.
Common can...
But if it's
what's
a,
name?
If
Thought
it's a
got
song?
More bars, yeah. But Common can turn them bars into more of a song. So that's why I give it to him.
Yeah. So, but when we say song, I mean, give me examples of exactly what we're talking about song. Because
Common can rap a conscious song and have punchlines in it, in a marketable song.
So when The Roots, because I can't just say Black Thought because it's The Roots, but when The Roots Thoughts have a record like Things Fall Apart, are we saying that the quality of the rapping on those on root songs is not at a level that you can compare it to Common?
But Common could have did, if not even better, Common could have did that Things Fall Apart record. What is it? You Got Me?
Yeah.
Give Common that same record, same hook, same beat. Nigga, it's not a guarantee that he not going to have a better verse than what Thought had on that shit. That's right up his alley. They like in the same lane.
They're
in the same lane.
It's hard
me
for
personally, me. I love Thought, but I just like Common better. That's a hell of a debate right there to put up to go around. Common or Thought, like
I
who's better? But me
Common
personally,
more,
I'm more of a Common
it's more
fan.
Quantity. You know
he didn't
mean?
Gave
like,
me
he's
more.
He's got the quantity.
He didn't give
right,
me way
right.
more.
So, and he's
different
more
looks.
Proven. So if
well, how's he more proven? I don't agree with that. He's more proven how?
With Black Thought's been around longer.
Yeah, he's been a lot, way longer. I'm still waiting for Common to go to Flex and do something dope, or Common to go anywhere and do something that Thought did.
But Common don't do pre-writtens. Common do off the head when he
So
he
you're
rap.
Saying that the verse off Flex was pre-written?
Yeah, it was pre-written. It was a bunch of verses put together. Come on, we know that wasn't off the top of the
I
head.
I do know
I don't
this
know.
Much.
I don't
Come
believe
on.
That. I don't believe that was 100% pre-written.
Black Thought
nah,
on
that
Sway,
wasn't a
Son Method Man.
Right.
Terribly.
Yes.
No, but yeah, he did. And then
and
he
meth
had that
is,
phone out, too.
Meth
but
is
no,
one of the dopest
but nigga,
one. Well, Meth had
that,
the phone, not
That
thought.
Wasn't off the top of the dome. He just transitioned versus another one to another. He's a vet. He's supposed to be able to do that.
Okay,
he's supposed to be
I,
able
I gotta,
to do that.
I
that wasn't an off the top. I grew up around niggas that freestyle off the top. And that was, no, that wasn't off the top. But it was a premeditated verse.
They got a different definition these days for
freestyle. It still take talent to do that. You know what I mean? I know. But that wasn't like
Snoop Dogg freestyle.
That wasn't a spontaneous freestyle.
On recorded records. On records he's turning in for his album. But like, you're going to say something.
You the number one nigga who
you
know that.
You can hear the difference in his freestyle.
Because you a freestyler.
Right.
Even
though
you don't rhyme the word, in his freestyle,
you know what freestyling is.
What's the show that they on?
Who, The Roots?
Yeah.
The Tonight Show?
He always rap on there, and you can tell the difference between.
I just say go back, look at the verse.
No, I listened to it a couple times,
and you could tell he's definitely freestyling.
Nah,
because there's a couple parts where he's not as crisp as he normally is.
He even say it.
What do you mean?
He even spoke on it. They asked him
on what?
They asked him. I think it was Rosenberg or somebody asked him was that or Ebro was that completely freestyle, and he was like, nah, like. Pieces
if he
of,
said it, then I gotta go back it, and listen to
you
it.
Know, like, he's dope enough to spit a verse, spit 2-3 more bars, and then jump into another one, spit 2-3 bars, then jump into another one. Yeah, like, uh-huh. Man, come on, this is thought.
I got a question for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a good one. Do you want more?
Yes.
Illadelf Half-Life.
Uh-huh.
Things Fall Apart. Okay, we got the three albums, Roots albums.
Uh-huh.
We got... For water like chocolate, whatever that shit is called. Mm-hmm.
Like water for chocolate.
Like water for chocolate.
One day it all makes sense. Classy. He got more classes than the Roots, nigga. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Well, we talked about Common.
Fuck out of here.
We talked about Common having one of the best discographies. But again, having the best discography doesn't make you a better MC. Because you can say who's got a better discography, Snoop, or pick a nigga that raps better than Snoop.
Yeah.
You're going to say Snoop,
just
so
because
we can't
Black
balance
Thought
that.
Is a better rapper.
Yeah, but
he
I mean,
put
MC
in,
is just not
in
a hot
better,
verse.
He
can
didn't
you
put
in
a better body
together?
Of work into hip-hop than Common. That's why I give it to Common. He's a better rapper than Common word for word, yes. But nigga, he didn't put in a better body of work than Common then gave to hip-hop his contribution,
facts.
Nigga. There's no way.
In my opinion,
I don't know about that.
All six albums I just named, dope as fuck.
They're all dope.
That's what I said. For me, I can't really. I mean, at one point, Common was my favorite MC, so I guess I gotta kind of lean that way.
Yeah.
But,
and Common is one of my favorite MCs. But I listen to Common, and Common is dope. Don't get me wrong. But
one
the,
of the most consistent.
But the level of comprehension on some of these, man, maybe that's what it is. Maybe Black Thought is a smarter MC. So the way he's constructing his verses, you got to go back and catch stuff.
He's better bar for bar.
Where Common is not really doing that. But what was it? Was it Electric Circus? I don't fuck with Electric Circus.
That shit was.
Man, y'all niggas missing out on
that.
And then I don't fuck with
that. That's a Dilla album. Nigga, that's one of my favorites. Other than.
I'm going to have to go back
like
and listen to it.
Man, I'm telling
what
you.
What was that? Control? What is that off of?
That ain't the one.
There's
that
two
ain't the
records
one.
Like back to back that I don't fuck with.
Yeah, that was the later years. That was
That's, no, you talking about that's
Kanye.
A different album.
Yeah, that's Kanye.
You talking about the one where he was rapping to the window with the signs and shit. That wasn't on.
All I know is like
that wasn't Electric Circus.
He's looking.
That was Electric Circus.
There's
it
two
was?
Records.
Yeah.
Yes, that was.
That was a single, but nigga, that's what threw niggas off about that album.
Well, I heard that
the first two singles was kind of weird, like some psychedelic shit. So everybody just said fuck that.
And
album.
I didn't fuck with the rest.
He. That's a different album. The one where he was like on some futuristic space shit.
Yeah, that universal
wasn't,
mind control
that
shit.
That wasn't Electric Circus.
Yeah, but no, that other one though. What I
Electric Circus is the album when he was with Badu.
What's the first single off that?
I can't. He got a little delicate in the late 2000s.
Oh man!
But I'm gonna tell you from.
He's trying to fact check that.
No, I just wanna. Because it's bothering me now.
Look, 90.
There's a number off. There's a record off Electric Circus that just
94 to 05. He was on top of his shit.
Yeah.
And I really can't
discredit that. I mean,
No, I'm not. Common, Common is one of my. We just had a conversation where we all were singing his praises.
I think DJs love Thought.
I love Thought too. They're both dope, but as far as caliber of MC.
Yeah, I told you already. Thought is better as like nigga with the punchlines.
Yeah,
you
got to go with the 16.
Yeah,
with
just raw spitting. Yeah, Thought is a little bit better than Common, but overall,
he don't compare.
All right, so back to my original question: Chicago or Philly?
See, it's fucked because
it's so different.
Yeah, Come Close was on that record.
You ain't gonna know him by title.
But nah,
the way that album opened, them first two, woo!
Yeah, nigga.
One of the greatest album openings ever.
Man, I'm trying to tell
you. It's the one with, I think it's the one with Pharrell on there. and it's called I Got a Writer and something else. I'm about to go back and listen to that one, but yeah, that threw me off because it had to come close, and I was done with
the rest of that album.
With love coming at that point, you know what I mean?
Even the skits on that shit was cult and classic, like buried nigga.
In Badu ass.
Look, that's when the Soul Aquarius was together to help him make that album. So
that's
nigga,
man.
The production with Dylan with
that's
them,
an album that I really wish we'd have got the you know
the Soul Aquarius,
the opportunity to get all them cats, Badu, fucking D'Angelo,
James Poison, nigga.
Fucking the Roots were involved in that shit. I think Ninth was involved later on as that shit. That shit would have been crazy. Bilal, yeah.
Fucking CeeLo, Goody Mob.
Who's other? Was it? Was it Talib was one of the Talib, MCs on them?
Black Star was a part of it. Yeah, shit. Everybody been, conscious at that time.
That'd have been a hell of a fired record right there, especially if you'd been able to get Outkast on there somewhere with the Dungeon Family.
Remember the song, Liberation song?
Liberation is CeeLo Green is Big
Badu. It's
Big Boy. Badu's on there. Andre's on there. And then they got the dude doing the spoken word at the end. Libertar or whatever
But I think like a lot of niggas sang background on that shit, like Bilal, all the niggas on
There's
that
shit. There's a fine line between love and hate.
Jill Scott had a piece on that shit.
Yeah, Jill Scott was Soul Aquarius too. Yeah, that's tight, man. That's definitely a record that, or that's definitely music that I'm
that was
hoping
a solid
somewhere.
Solid ass time for music back then.
Somewhere still exists, and eventually we can go ahead and put that shit, or someone can put that shit together, man, because that would have been that'd have been dope for the culture, man.
You know what I want to hear more of? I want to hear Rick Ross back with the Justice League again.
And I wonder why that didn't happen. I don't know if it was them not
getting
label shit.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's ask you a question, Pooh. So you said Philly, Chicago.
That's a hard one. I can't really choose because it's hard to gauge them niggas because they're so different.
But I think overall talent-wise, I think you got to go with Chicago because Chicago has Twister. Chicago has that whole drill movement, whether you like that shit or not, Chief Keef and them cats. Shit, who else are we forgetting in Chicago?
Brat.
So you think, okay, so Brat or Eve? No disrespect to Bahamadia, but Brat or Eve? You go Brat, okay.
Let's do top three.
Okay.
We got Kanye, Common, and Twista. Do Philly got three better than those three?
Well, so we said Beans. We said Black Thought.
Beans, Thought, and Gilly. That's the best.
Gilly
nigga.
Or Freeway or.
But is Freeway, Gilly, or any of them niggas better than Twista?
No.
No.
I mean, as far as impact wise, no. And that's a cat that's not getting his due. Like, I don't know what. Like, Twista is really not getting his due.
Because he rap fast, but he got bars, though. Yeah. Slow that shit down.
But that's
the
shit.
Bar,
that's what kills me. Is the shit now is I watch these videos and these dudes, you know, is rapping hella fast and, you know, what
they
call it?
They created this shit.
Clipping or whatever.
They acting like they created this shit. Like, oh, y'all need to rap the new way. Like, nigga, that shit is old.
You know what? It wasn't just that he rap fast. The way he write the fucking beat.
Yeah.
Everything. He melodic. Yeah. All that shit.
He write the beat with the syllables.
To me, he was better
rhyme.
Than any solo MC from Bone. None of them niggas individually is better than Twista.
Than Twista, yeah. Twista, I mean, overall, Twista gets overlooked when we talk about rap music, period, because, again, he was able to do everything.
Speed
Not. You know?
Mobsters.
And for whatever reason, I always wanted,
Psychotrop.
that
nigga is hard. I heard he's the one that created the style. The flipping style. He was
from Do or Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nigga with that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That nigga is hard as fuck right there. Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas. So we're gonna wrap up this episode real quick before we go. Any last thoughts? Anybody? Want to go? Do me a favor. Everybody, go around the room. Shout out your Instagram shits and all your promotional shit. So we can get everybody who's listening to follow, like, and do all the wildness. So I'm going to start with you, Son Capone.
The baby mama hunter.
Let the baby mamas know where they can get you.
Searching
for
specimens. My address.
Large specimens online.
Nah, but Son Capone, that's Simkapone. That's all you got to do. You find
that's
all my
everywhere.
There, including your baby mama's phone.
Yeah. Well, shit, every platform, my name is different, shit. But I basically stick with IG. I got my regular page, Fly Flaming Poo. And then I just created the Bootlegs and B-Sides. That's B-O-O-T L-E-G-Z, the letter N, and then B-Sides, B-E-S-I-D-E-S, bootlegs and B-Sides, where, you know, I'm just basically posting songs and videos of shit that's rare or just some gems that's through the years that we all liked, and just trying to give them a little bit of light since we don't really hear our shit no more.
Yeah, that's right, man. That you posted some dope ones up there, man. This is past week. You got that Joker the Bail Bonds man up there. Man, you got that Capadonna.
It's a lot more. It just so happened a lot of the shit I try to post, it gets stopped because of copyright. So I can't really put a lot of shit because of, you know, legal issues.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
you
gotta
put that little disclaimer on that shit.
Yeah, this is not my music or some shit. Yeah.
And all
because
shit.
I didn't came up with some good ones, and they always flagged me.
Mm. King OG.
Shit, King OG. King OG 577. You already know. 577 for retarded niggas.
I got you.
Same on everything, and I don't do Snapchat because I'm not a bitch.
I got Snapchat. I'm not a bitch.
So let's talk about that. Why are dudes on Snapchat?
Me personally, I'm on Snapchat because it's not like Instagram or Facebook. It's unfiltered. It's just like being on Twitter. If I tell a bitch to send me a video with her ass out and let me see that baby, everything she got in her anatomy hanging, I can see it.
Because it's live. You can't
and
really.
And then for a DMing nigga like me, if I send a bitch a fucking message, when she reads it, it disappears.
And if
she screenshots it, it lets me know it's been screenshotted.
You know, yeah. That's crazy. I'm not on. I tried Snapchat a couple years ago, and I was
I
just
got
like,
right
this
off
is
that
too,
shit.
Yeah,
I downloaded
too,
and
yeah.
seen how it operates. I don't yeah. like
my,
this.
My beef with Snapchat is, it's the same old shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same. You know, like, motherfuckers is doing the same old shit. And the story never changes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all.
That's all you see. Yeah.
See, this is the thing that lowered the value of Snapchat is.
I don't want to see these bitches patting their weave.
Snapchat came and then Facebook and Instagram and other things took their shit and added it to them, so it devalued it. So now you got Instagram Live and you got all Facebook Live.
All that story came from Snapchat.
Because
they wouldn't sell.
Everybody uses that shit, so you can't really knock Snapchat if you're doing the same shit just on a different platform.
I got you. So Snapchat was hip hop and
Snap
was hip hop and everybody else was Lior Cohen and shit.
Nigga, the bras was on that shit heavy.
Yeah, like
are they still on it?
You know, because the whole
The
whole fucking, I don't know what they call it, the frame shit with the broads with the fucking kitty noses and shit like that.
That's what it is.
When I saw that shit, I was like, I'm not fucking with this whatsoever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that's some bullshit. The niggas with the shit floating around their head and shit like that. Like, you a man.
Yeah, they got motherfuckers with leaves and shit floating around.
Dog tongue.
Yeah, nah, like, nigga, that shit is.
That shit is crazy, man.
I can't argue that shit.
Yeah, nah, that's wild.
That's why I stayed away from it, because it was mostly
niggas be out here looking zesty and shit.
Snapchat is the Henny for ugly bitches. This shit, lying and shit.
Double shot of rabbit
Drink
ears,
them
please.
Cute. Drink them cute.
Yeah, nigga, they be on there selling pussy, nigga. So, you know,
hell
Snapchat
yeah, they got Snapchat premium and shit like
nigga,
that.
That's for straight holes.
What the fuck is Snapchat premium?
Yeah,
you can pay, nigga. They be on there busting it open and getting smacked on there and everything. You can pay them straight to
so
their
you
PayPal.
Pay Snapchat.
No, you pay these hoes.
No, you pay
wait,
them.
It's called
like
Snapchat
PayPal
premium.
And shit.
You can drop
so you
money
send them
and
money.
Shit.
You
they
send these hoes money and then they'll fucking
you
know,
get
titty
you can watch their
shit like that. Like
you
it's,
can watch
isn't
little...
that why they have what's the shit on the porno networks? The fucking cam rooms or some shit like
but
that.
But basically, they doing their own cam rooms.
They doing that shit, but at
Snapchat
a lower rate.
And Cash App and PayPal getting their little cuts and they letting them do it.
So it's like the shit they shut down. Front page or side page or some shit.
It's different because it's like. On Snapchat, like, just say you're on your phone. If you scroll to the left or the right, the videos will go, they go, what's that, horizontally.
Right, right.
But on these bitches that's selling
what
shit.
What the fuck is Snapchat?
If you swipe up, it'll link you to their pay pages. Like, if you want to see, like, naked, you see me in my bikini, I'm thick. You want to see me naked, swipe up and pay me. Whoopty whoop whoop whoop.
And agree to the terms, you old enough, and whoopty whoop whoop, and Snapchat lets you view the show if you pay.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Digital hustle, man.
Shit, I need to figure something out. You'll see me on
Pussy
on
ain't
Snapchat.
Dead, just move to the website, nigga. Long live the pimp, nigga.
Long live the pimp, bro.
Legendary bars. Nigga. He seen that coming.
He He was ahead of his time,
hey, man.
Pimp C.
Sweet Jones.
We already know.
That's another nigga I only could stomach in verses.
You were telling me that. Yeah, no disrespect. I'm not a huge UGK fan either, man. I have to catch Pimp C in those moments. I've just never sat
I'm
back
a big
and really.
Pimp fan,
yeah,
so,
you are.
So
you're the cat that had me actually go back and listen to
he was
a
killing
lot of
niggas.
His solo stuff. Yeah.
Go back to his features. He was killing niggas that was credible MCs.
That's where I like him. I like him as a feature artist. Like,
and he produced shit too. Break him off something. It's his fucking beat.
Shit, the International Players beat is his.
His fucking beat.
He wanted to go upside
best
Andre's
on,
head.
Best verse
for
on
Andre
the song.
Taking out the. From Andre. No.
He had the best verse.
No. On that?
Nah,
he
crazy.
He had the best
he
verse.
Had a better, he had a better verse than Three Stacks.
Three Stacks had an intricate verse the way he put it together. But what do everybody remember? Nigga, the pimp lines, nigga. Pimp C. When you think of that song, you think of the Pimp C lines, nigga.
I don't. I think of Andre.
Come on now.
I think of Andre doing what a feature's supposed to do. Keep it on,
yeah,
on the
did.
Subject matter to
he
the song.
It on his
and
intro,
then delivering,
nigga,
delivering dope
nigga,
bars.
All I know is Pimp C had the worst verse on Big Pimpin'.
Because he didn't want to do the song.
Yeah.
He didn't even go overseas. He went to Miami and they filmed they shit in Aruba somewhere.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking with that shit.
Yeah, because he said it was gonna jeopardize their fan base.
Yeah, he thought that was going commercial.
But it was still the weakest verse.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember if Pimp C's verse on there is shit, no, because is he the one talking about? Nope, that's what's the name talking about? You want a real street walker?
Without a rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, come on now.
Nah,
that verse right there, he had, nah, not saying he out-rapped him, but he outshined niggas on that shit.
But how...
So he outshine niggas on
so
that
but
shit.
But how can you outshine somebody you can't out rap? Like, for instance.
Nigga, ain't nobody.
I'm just saying, like,
ain't nobody took none of Andre bars out of that song and remade them into hooks on other songs, nigga.
Yeah, but that doesn't really mean you had a better verse. It means you
he
said
had to stand out verse on this shit. Don't mean that he out rapped him. His shit just landed
here,
right.
Here's an example of somebody being out rapped by someone who doesn't rap better than them. So when the Bodyguard out rapped Nas on Uchiwali. I mean, he really out-rapped
Horse.
Nas.
I need to call Horse the fucking bodyguard.
No, I'm just... But
God,
Horse...
That's what Jay-Z said. Your bodyguard fucking record better
than
yours.
But did Horse not have a better verse than Nas?
Horse, he just shined. It just,
but his verse was better. It wasn't that he did something... It wasn't like he came and stole a verse by saying some funny shit or he had a different energy. He really just had a better verse
overall
than Nas.
It was just the selection of what the way that he said it and the words that he chose. It's just something about it.
Yeah.
It don't necessarily mean that it was better lyrically than the other one. It's just, it just happened.
King
O'Gee
gonna have me revisiting a whole lot of shit after
listen
this episode.
To that
him
song
and Pooh.
Again.
But the one shit I will not revisit is whether or not Pimp C had
put that up. Put that up.
I'll pull it up later.
Put that up. Say who had the best verse, and you're going to see Split. You're going to see a lot of Andres, but nigga, you're going to see niggas right. Come out of nowhere for Pimp C.
After the episode drops, we'll throw that out there. We'll take that to the poll. Who had a better verse? So we're going to go ahead.
Who had a better verse? Who shined the most on that song?
Yeah, I got you. So we're going to go ahead and wrap that up, folks. Download episodes exclusively on Audio Mac, and then you can catch all the other content after the fact. So if you're not have not migrated over to Audio Mac and follow us there, do not worry. You can still get new episodes on iTunes. But for everybody listening on Google Play and Spotify, iHeartRadio, the uploads come about a week after the fact. So we haven't left the platforms. Uploads are a little slower. But again, if you want to get the content fresh, right off, hot off the presses, make sure you check us out at either iTunes or Audio Boom on the Digital Soapbox Network. So we out. It's been an honest conversation about hip-hop. I'm your host, moderator, D. Moraney. And again, thanks for hanging out with us this time, folks. And in the words of Andre, Three Stacks, I don't even know what to say. I'm out of here. Fuck it. Peace.
Zach Woods with a Frio flow. Frio Knievel, no evil flow. A couple people need to see it though, but they died and can't see it though. Bless your life, I don't need a stove. I just get the tree and I keep it whole. I give you knowledge and I feed you soul. I got the light like I be shining on them, but I'm calibrated to be blending in. Cool nigga, kinda wavy bro, cause my birthstone a little brazy bro. It's a Tuesday, I got work tomorrow, but I'm writing bars. Gotta get the bands like it's halftime. Rapping halftime, you need a half. Got that in a stash, give me all the cash, throw it in the bag. Say less with the words, less you talking verse. first, then let's do it now. I ain't wasting time. Inshallah, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I got bars. I be going hard, burn a lot of calories. Rapping this track like assault with the battery. Better tap the catalytic converter. Smoking that cushion is up in the turban. I do my dance, can't do a label because I'm too advanced. Got three eyes, I'm meditated. Kind of high tech, like I'm medicated. And my pinky ring looking hella jaded. Guess that shout out to my old flows. Never shout out to my old hoes. Pimping like I'm tipping fofos. It's that cold money, northeast, that snow money. Pulling hat tricks like a snow bunny. Two clips taped up, mask on, living everyday hood holiday. Now you know about my bloodline. That's no gang affiliation, but a couple niggas is affiliated. But a lot of niggas around me getting money, and I'm saying less, never mention names. Jugga finesse on my 1-2. Do everything that I want to. Try to stop it, then it's abracadabra. You can go missing like it was some magic. Breaking it down like a game of cadavers. Wrap up the package and send it out faster. I got the gas, you don't want no static. It can go boom and light up the room. Pop all the bottles and pop some balloons. She popping that pussy, I pop me a pill. Real trill, cause my health is my wealth. Real still, I'm protecting myself. I stay with the vision, perfecting myself. I stay on the grind, perfecting my wealth.